This is New England Public Media. A major COVID-19 vaccine deadline is passed for the executive branch of the Massachusetts government. What's that mean for holdouts? I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the Statehouse News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
Governor Charlie Baker's executive branch vaccine mandate deadline was yesterday, and that was the day employees needed to show proof of vaccination against COVID-19. Now, Baker did not spell out alternatives to vaccination like regular testing. So, Matt, where does that leave employees who have pushed back on the mandate, like correction officers?
Well, there is the potential this morning that hundreds, if not thousands, of state executive branch employees can't or won't be able to report to work. We know that Friday, the Corrections Officers Union, where they had been suing in federal court to try and block this, failed. Federal District Court judge denied their request for a preliminary injunction, and the lawyer for the Correction Officers Union had reported to the court that very same day on Friday that as many as 1,400 correction prison jail guards were not vaccinated or had not shown proof. So Governor Baker has called up the National Guard to address some of the potential staffing shortages in the Department of Correction beginning this morning. We don't yet know how severe that's going to be or what it looks like in other state agencies, like the state police, for instance, where they also tried the legal avenue to block this mandate and it failed. But we should know more in the coming days as this mandate takes effect and agencies have to decide how to handle employees who maybe resisted getting the shot.
The COVID numbers are looking a little bit better. Is there any possibility that the governor could change his mandate, decide to accept, for instance, a weekly testing schedule instead of vaccination and possibly losing all of those employees?
There doesn't seem to be any inclination in the administration to adjust their strategy. The governor said he did not allow for things like regular testing because he thought that the higher the vaccination rate was, the safer he could protect both employees in state government, but also the public that they interact with. So his intention here is to get that vaccination rate as high as he possibly can. He believes doing that is giving people the fewest options alternatives to getting the shot.
Last week, proposed redistricting maps for Massachusetts were released. What do we expect from lawmakers in the coming days now that those in office and those seeking to run all have a better idea of what those maps may look like?
Yeah, we're starting to see some decisions get made. Last week, for instance, Senator Adam Hyde announcing that he was going to run for lieutenant governor. We saw Representative Tim Whalen announce that he was going to take a shot for sheriff. This is the time usually when lawmakers start making decisions on what they're going to do in the next election cycle. And getting a look at these maps will help crystallize and help lawmakers make some of those decisions, whether that be retirement, reelection, or another office. One we're looking for today, Representative Paul Mark, the Peru Democrat of the Berkshires. He will be announcing this afternoon that he will be running for the state Senate. That Senate seat that Senator Hines is vacating to run statewide. Representative Mark was one of the few handful of lawmakers who found themselves in a district with one of their House colleagues under the proposed maps. He is opting to run for the state Senate instead of a seventh term in the House.
And finally, out here in Western Mass, Matt, communities have seen population and economic decline, making it, of course, hard for communities to maintain basic infrastructure like roads and fire stations. Lawmakers on Beacon Hill, of course, considering related funding measures. But President Biden's infrastructure bill is dividing House Democrats in Congress. Big picture here, what does it mean to Massachusetts if Biden fails to get that bill passed?
Well, the potential in that infrastructure bill is weighing heavily on the deliberations here over how to spend American Rescue Act plan funds. Of course, the traditional things you think of with transportation got its own money through ARPA, but there's other infrastructure in this bill that the legislature is eager to know whether or not there's going to be more federal dollars directed towards it or whether or not they should use ARPA for it. I'm thinking about climate resiliency infrastructure. as well as the future of that second social safety net package the Congress is deliberating and that some Democrats are holding out for. The legislature is trying to see exactly how much money they're going to have to spend and how much money the feds will be willing to pay for before they start deciding how to allocate some of the money at the state's disposal.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the Statehouse News Service in Boston. Matt, I'll let you rest your voice. Thank you, as always.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the Statehouse. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media.